home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines: improved 4-10 hour characterizes Lomé's parliamentary by-election. An unidentified man disrupts Stormzy Alliance press briefing in Johannesburg. And in global news, Ecuador's most wanted drug lord captured in underground bunker. With the Phoenix FM News. Voting in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election has been characterized by an improved and fair voter turnout as the electorate vote for a member of parliament. Phoenix staffer Nelson Zulu reports from Lumezi that voting is peaceful and incident-free. We have details in this report.
The Lumezi parliamentary by-election is currently underway in all 88 polling stations. Of the total 11 wards, a check currently in 4 wards and over 8 polling stations reveals a slight improvement in the voter turnout as compared to how the situation was in the morning. In the over 8 polling stations visited so far, with an average registered voters of 350 each, about 1,500 voters have cast their votes. Out of the registered, 53,374 voters, although minimal vote results as a result of producing photocopied NRC and voters' cards not valid for the by-election were recorded. This has been attributed to some people relocating, as well as loss of original NRCs. However, the voter turnout is anticipated to improve further as the next constituency is vast, leading to it being subdivided into two, a plateau, and a valley, which is far from the settlement center. The improvement is likely to be attributed to voters abandoning their farming activities to undertake their civic duty that is crucial for the development of the constituency. So far, no cases of violence have been recorded, and voting cast monitoring by Electoral Commission of Zambia Commissioner Benga General Vincent Mkanda retired and McDonald Chipenzi is underway. For more updates, we'll be able to give them as they come.
A highly anticipated press briefing by the Tonsi Alliance in Johannesburg, South Africa, was this morning abruptly cut short after an unidentified man disrupted the live stream. The briefing, meant to address the funeral arrangements of Zambia's late President Edgar Lungu, was cut short barely 2 minutes after it began. The press conference, led by Patriots for Economic Congress President Sean Tembo and Zambia Must Prosper leader Kelvin Fubewalia, was live streamed on Sean Tembo's Facebook page before being taken offline. However, key members of the Tonsi Alliance, including the Patriotic Front and Dr. Danny Pule, were absent from the event. The interruption has sparked speculation and controversy, with some suggesting that the Zambia Must Prosper leader may be positioning himself to take over the PF, allegedly with the blessing of late President Lungu. Meanwhile, Mr. Tembo himself has previously faced internal challenges, including calls for his removal as Tonsi Alliance spokesperson after his recent announcement to sanction senior PF members for collaborating with the Socialist Party was overturned by Mr. Lungu.
You might be aware by now, the funeral of the late former president could not proceed because it was prevented from proceeding by the government of the Republic of Zambia, who decided to proceed and get a court injunction in the Pretoria High Court, which prevented...
A consortium of civil society organizations and governors has expressed disappointment and concern over the recent introduction of Bill 7 to the National Assembly without adhering to the agreed-upon amendment process. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, CSO Chairperson Isaac Mwanza explained that a meeting held on Tuesday this week between the CSOs and President Hagainde Hichilema had yielded an agreement to form a joint committee comprising civil society and government representatives to review stakeholder feedback and chart a roadmap for the bill's review. Mr. Mwanza, however, says the CSOs are shocked that the bill was formally introduced to the National Assembly in its current form yesterday, contrary to the agreed terms, and has been referred to the relevant committee with a report scheduled to be tabled on July 29, 2025, representing a 12-day extension from the original anticipated date of July 17, 2025. He says in light of the formal introduction of Bill 7 in the National Assembly, there is need for a structured and high-level meeting between government and CSOs to determine the way forward, particularly regarding the agreed mechanism for incorporating public feedback and stating realistic timelines. The CSOs represented include Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, Zambian Civil Liberties Union, and the Advocates for National Development and Democracy, among others.
In what we believe to be a consensus, the meeting agreed to the formation of a joint committee made up of representatives from both civil society coalitions and government to examine all stakeholder feedback and agree on a roadmap for reviewing the bill. This was, to us, a major step forward, reflecting both leadership and goodwill on the part of the President. Introduction of Bill 7 in the National Assembly. Now, members of the media, yesterday, the 25th June 2025, Bill number 7 was formally introduced in the National Assembly for its first reading in its current form. We note that the bill has now been referred to the relevant committee, with a committee report scheduled to be tabled on 29th July 2025.
The common market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, is concerned that only 20% of the 90 million smallholder farmers in the region currently have access to quality and improved seed, a situation that is contributing significantly to food insecurity and chronic poverty across the region. Speaking during the launch of the COMESA seed labeling and certification system in Chongwe this morning, Alliance for Commodity Trade in Eastern and Southern Africa, ACTESA, Chief Executive Officer Dr. John Mukuka said the limited access to high quality seed affects over 130 million people out of the region's total population of 610 million, many of whom remain food insecure and suffer from persistent hunger. Dr. Mukuka explains that the potential of the seed market in the COMESA region stands at 2 million metric tons of quality seed annually, but the region is currently producing and accessing less than 500,000 metric tons, which is a mere 2% of global seed production and value. He has attributed this shortfall to a fragmented seed market structure, where each of the COMESA member states maintains its own seed policies and regulations, forcing seed companies to navigate multiple unaligned regulatory systems, increasing operational costs and delaying the delivery of improved seed to smallholder farmers. Dr. Mukuka says to address this, COMESA, through ACTESA developed the COMESA Seed Harmonization Implementation Plan, which aims to create a unified regional seed market.
I also want to say that the conflict will also be the opportunity for seed companies and with variety of the commercial platforms to not be able to change market their seed to commercial interstate and beyond. You know, a requirement that is in the government is critical. So that, you know, we can make sure that you know, the commercial seed is, you know, provided a good seed.
And officiating at the launch, Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary John Mlongote, represented by Ministry Director Plant Quarantine and Phytosanitary Service Kenneth Msiska, has emphasized the importance of a vibrant, modern and competitive seed industry that is able to meet national demand and contribute to regional requirements in terms of affordability and quality.
We are looking forward to getting a deeper understanding and starting the operation of the commercial online information system, which is currently under the block